Last but by no means least, Mr. Scorer asks, if anybody in the church, clergy or laity, has knowledge or suspicion of abuse but is reluctant to report it, how do you ensure that they do?
If they're reluctant to report it, then if I'm aware of it, they've already reported it, in that sense of, so, I mean, I can't know what I don't know from that point of view. But generally, as a general point, that is a very, very strong emphasis of our training. It's a very strong emphasis of all of the guidance we put out, including on the website, the New Diocesan website, which is available for anyone to see. If someone, I think perhaps that question goes into a wider point about whether reporting should be mandated. Certainly my view is that if people know of abuse occurring, or if people receive an allegation, they should be mandated to report that. I think mandated reporting of suspicions starts to become somewhat problematic.
So to use an example, the issue of if somebody said to you, I have committed a sexual offence, it should be mandatory for that to be reported. Do you think it should be mandatory? Well, I mean, it would have to be by way of a criminal law offence or a civil law offence, in effect. But you don't say that in respect of suspicions.
I think it just becomes very problematic that I actually did my master's thesis on this, so I'm struggling not to get too in depth into that question. The Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre a few years ago wrote a paper that did highlight those three levels: known, alleged, or suspected, and did suggest that there could be some thought given to where the mandated requirement should be put. And I certainly think the top two, known and alleged, there should be a mandated requirement to report that. I think it's just going to become explaining why I'm not sure about suspicions is perhaps just a very involved conversation, but I do have concerns about that.
Well, if it would be possible for you to briefly explain those concerns, or do you not think it would be possible to do so? Plainly, as you will know, this isn't something which just comes in this investigation. It happens across all our investigations. This is something that we are asked about.
Yes, I understand that. And I should perhaps make clear at the start that questioning whether there should be a, as you said, a criminal offence with regards to that is to question whether that should happen. Is absolutely not to question whether reporting should happen. And I think sometimes those two things can get conflated, that if you're questioning a mandated reported law, you are almost challenging the requirement to report, and those two things are very different. I'm not entirely sure what would be criminalised in a mandated reporting of suspicions law. Would it really be the failure to report, or would it be the failure to suspect? What would be criminalised? I understand there can be a reasonable person test, but I think it would be difficult to... it could be difficult to avoid criminalising the failure to suspect, and I just wonder whether that's the right way to go. That's a very, very distilled version of my master's thesis, but that's where I am. So.
Thank you. I have no further questions.